Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Christina. I'm excited to move on from Erica Jane this week.
I am too. I feel like we were probably one episode too many of that reunion, so it's nice to put that behind us. But now we have a new legal drama to kind of unfold with Jen Shah's arrest, and wow, that was a good 10 minutes of TV.
That was great. That was great. I don't know if we needed 2 hours this week, but we'll get to that.
Seriously, yes. Our, before we get into Salt Lake City and this week's news, we actually wanted to take a look at what our viewers had to say about last week's show. We definitely get a lot of comments and we really appreciate it. So keep commenting, keep subscribing, but let's kick it off with some of the people had to say about last week's show.
Yeah. So Pat Krause is with us. They said, "I'm so tired of Erica and her BS. To me, she hijacked this whole season. And if that is what is happening in the upcoming season, I, for one, will not waste electricity to watch it." You know, I mean, a lot of you had comments like this, and I can't say I disagree with most of them. It was too much, Erica. And like we said, like the 4-part reunion, I was just, we're over it. Mm-hmm. You know we don't have new information, so let's just move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Well, it seems like probably Dorit is going to get a lot of screen time next season with everything going on with this home invasion. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But Cher Bear said, "Most of the women acted like cowards. I don't know why they allow Erica to bully them into submission. Her true colors were shown and I'm over it. I've been a dedicated viewer since season one, but I'm done. Bringing her back is just gross." Ooh, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people agree with her. 18 people like this, so she's not alone on this thought. I mean, do you think that she shouldn't be coming back?
I think she needs to come back, but I think Bravo will hear everyone's, you know, complaints and take a little, you know, focus a little bit more on the other ladies too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Lynn McNorton said, "Book your plane tickets to Dubai, ladies. It's a fabulous place." And I couldn't agree more. I want to see it so bad. I cannot wait, like I said last week, for this new city. And others commented that they'd like to see a Real Housewives of Las Vegas, Raleigh, and Charlotte.
Vegas would probably be a really good one.
When I read that comment, I was like, I'm surprised there hasn't been one.
Yeah, me too. It's probably the next thing on the list, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, let's get into the Housewives news. And the ladies have been busy as usual. So what have they been up to, Mandy?
All right, well, we got to get into more details that have come out from Dorit Kemsley's home invasion. It's actually way scarier than not that it wasn't scary, but just hearing her say it makes it so much more real.
Right.
So the Bravo personality said she was taken completely off guard when three men broke into her Encino Hills, California home. But the robbers were taken off guard too. She told Extra, "They were surprised to see me at my home. When they did, they pushed me to the ground. They said, 'Who else is in the home?'" Like, I just can't even picture this. This is so insane. She said the invaders were arguing about murdering her. This is crazy. She said that there was someone else who said, "Just kill her. Just kill her already. Just kill her." And all I could think of was, I have to save those babies. Oh, as we know, her two children were home with her. Jagger is 7 years old and Phoenix is 5. They were both asleep. She went on to say, "I begged them. I begged them for my life. I begged them for their lives." She didn't try to spare her possessions. She said, "I said, I don't care about any of it. Take it all. You can have it all. Please. I'm a mother of babies. Please. They need me. Please don't hurt me." She said that she is getting panic attacks now and doesn't know how she'll ever feel safe again. Also this week, authorities released surveillance video from the invasion from November 8th. It shows the two masked men in dark hoodies standing outside and shattering a glass door. About 15 minutes later, the men are seen escaping with a bag of stolen goods. This is just terrifying.
Insane, insane. Yeah, and the security footage is terrifying to watch as well, because they just, you know, they shatter, the glass door just shatters, and, you know, they kind of step in. They're seen with like these heavy bags, probably of all like her clothes and things like that. You know, just, I don't know. I could not imagine being put into that situation. And you know, she did what she could for her babies. Luckily they slept through the whole thing and they don't know what's going on. But it's scary. It is very scary. And we're just glad that everybody's safe.
If you were her, would you want to do the show again?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess yes and no. I mean, she says that she wanted to throw herself back into work to keep herself busy. But on the other hand, like, this is a traumatic experience. Like, maybe you should take a beat and kind of, you know, maybe take a minute. And like, you know, I mean, Kyle kind of went through the same thing. Luckily she wasn't home when somebody robbed her house. So it's a, it's a little bit of a different story, but like, we've talked about this before. It's like, maybe we shouldn't show everything that you have in your lives because it could result in this. It's scary.
Definitely.
All right. Well, Kelly Dodd and her husband, Rick Leventhal, are turning heads once again with their controversial Halloween costumes. He shared this photo on Instagram with the caption, "Kelly celebrated her Native American heritage and I celebrated the great American film actor, Alec Baldwin." He dressed as a cowboy version of Baldwin with a prop gun, and Kelly wore a full headdress and also held a toy gun. Now, they were slammed for their controversial pictures after, of course, Alec was involved in an accident on the set of his film Rust last month, where he fired a prop gun that had discharged with live bullets, and it killed cinematographer Helena Hutches and injured director Joel Souza. Now, she received backlash for her wardrobe, with one fan commenting to Kelly, "Culture really isn't a costume." Now, the former Fox News correspondent later released a statement to Page Six saying, "People twisted our outfits and intent in ways neither of us could have imagined and filled our page with hate. We took the post down out of respect for the victims' families and only hope the cancel culture won't cancel Halloween next." I'm sorry, Rick and Kelly. I don't really understand how we could have taken that out of context.
No, I think everyone interpreted that exactly correctly.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big cancel culture person or anything like that, but these costumes were ridiculous. Yeah. And I think that this couple just wants to make headlines, and they did it on purpose. And I'm mad that we're even talking about it, even though we wrote this script and we included it, but I'm mad that we're even giving it any oxygen, because they clearly want people to talk about it.
They do.
You don't do a costume like this.
I couldn't agree with you more. Like, you're just looking to make the headlines on Us Weekly and the headlines on our show and things like that. And it's like, you know, it's going to push people's buttons. And I hate to say it, but it's just, they're kind of just their way to stay relevant. And it's sad that like, you want to use this controversy and somebody's tragedy, this tragic accident, and you want to use that so people can start talking about you. It's kind of sad.
It's weird. They both need to get jobs, I think.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Okay. So next, this is we have a housewife's daughter who's in the news, and this always makes me a little bit hesitant because I feel bad for the children or siblings who weren't necessarily on the show or want to be on the show, who are now making headlines years later. So I'll just preface it by that. But the daughter of former Jersey housewife Jacqueline Laurita is making headlines this week because she made comments about her estranged husband, Pete Malio. So Ashley Holmes Malio, if you remember her, she was on the show. She looks exactly like her mom, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. She was on the show here and there. She threw shade at her former flame when an Instagram fan asked whether she and Pete planned to have any more kids. The comments have since been hidden. But according to Page Six, she had responded, My husband is busy effing some busted looking whore. Her words, not mine. So anyway, yikes. And the pair share 5-year-old son, Cameron. Another user expressed sadness over this, and she replied, "Don't be, I'm fine, LOL." So Pete gave a comment to Us Weekly. He said, "I never cheated. Ashley and I have been separated and living apart since August, and we are currently going through a divorce. At this point, I am focused only on our son and continuing to show him unconditional love. As such, I will not be making any further comment to any news outlets. I am hopeful that Ashley and I can resolve our divorce in a private manner outside of the public eye for the sake of our son." So I think my personal opinion on this is like, did she realize that this comment, even though it's since been hidden or deleted, would make headlines, and that your son is going to see that, you know, one day? And it's like, that kind of stuff you don't realize is so permanent now on social media.
Yeah, no, it's so true. She probably thinks like, oh, my, you know, maybe my mom's not on the show anymore. People aren't really paying attention to what I have to say. But no, you have a pretty decent following, and people are going to notice, and people, you know, people are invested in your personal life, and it's going to make some headlines. And yes, it's so sad because, like you said, their son could probably find this in a couple of years from now, whether or not he cheated or not. It will get the wheel spinning. And, you know, it's just a sad situation. So hopefully they can work it out for the sake of of their son.
It is so sad.
Oh, all right.
I do love Jacqueline though. I'd love to see her back.
I do too. Yes. Yeah. Well, she's in Vegas, so maybe she can be part of Vegas Housewives.
Oh, she is.
I think so. I think they moved to Vegas.
So there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Casting it already. All right. Well, let's get to this episode of Salt Lake City. It was a 2-hour doozy. Pretty good. It's getting, and not just Jen's arrest. I mean, that was great, but that was only at the end. It was an overall, I've enjoyed this episode.
Yes. It's the unraveling of Mary. let's start with that. Yes. Let's start with that Italian party and just to her going off on Whitney.
That was insane. Whitney did not deserve that. I need clarification on the story because Whitney says that she did call her back. Yeah. 2 hours later, and Mary insisted that she did not call her back, and they never really fully addressed who was right, who was wrong there.
That is like, true. That is true.
You they kind of really show it on your phone,
right? Yeah.
So that confused me. If I had to hear Mary say bellissima, or I mean, I also don't have an Italian accent, so but like her, I can't with her Italian accent, and I can't
with her at all. Like there's just so much going on with her that just like hurts my brain at times. And yes. She's just really all over the place. And it just seems like she's like just picking fights here and there that don't really need to be picked. And like, even yes. Whitney says, she's like, I've always had your back. Like, what is going on? Why are you like trying to set me up to show up to this place in a costume? You're mad because I was doing my carpool and didn't call you back. Like I'm here. I'm supporting you. Like, I don't get it. It's like, it seems like Mary takes things very, well, she does. She takes things very, very personally. Yes. So like, if you have one misstep with her, then you're on the outside.
Absolutely. And yeah, I just feel like one of the housewives said it, I can't remember who, but they were just like, who is she picking on this week? And right. It's true. It's just like, she just decides, oh, Whitney this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, attack her. Okay. What did you think about Lisa blaming her sons for the fact that Mary and Jen were invited to the party last week?
That was ridiculous. You know exactly who's making this guest list. And then she turns around and says, well, I invited Whitney, for like to extend an olive branch. So it's like, you did do the inviting. So why are you lying? And like, why not just invite them? Like she's good friends with Jen and she's friends with Mary. So why not invite them?
I don't get it. I also thought it was really wrong of Mary to not invite the new housewife, Jenny.
So mean, like such a mean girl.
No, so mean girl.
It was.
I mean, clearly, I don't think Jenny's going to be back next season.
I don't think so either.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, I don't think she's not really fitting in with the group. It's like her, you know, we're not really getting super invested in her storyline. And if she's already being like ostracized from the group, I don't think it's going to work. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they'll give her another chance, but I don't think so. But, all right, like let's talk about this arrest and how things kind of unfolded. So we first see they're all going on this trip together, and then Jen gets a phone call saying that her husband is in the hospital with internal bleeding. Obviously, that was a lie.
Why would you pick that to lie about? Like, why wouldn't you just be like, oh, I have a personal emergency or family emergency? Like, what specific weird details?
Such a weird deal. Because, like, something would have had to happen to cause the internal bleeding. And nobody and, like, asked
he might
that.
Need surgery suddenly?
Right. Did he get into an accident? Did he fall? Like, what? Like, we needed
more information. Did he call you on the way to the hospital? Like, it was... She needs like a better lie for the future. In case
because they're all like, is he going to die? Like what's going on? Like this is weird.
Yeah, it was so weird. I loved how some of them thought they were strippers, the cops. Whitney had told us that previously, which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
My one thing watching it though, and I watched it twice because I was like, none of them said why. Like when they did finally figure out they're looking for Jen Shah and they're looking to arrest Jen Shah, no one said like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it almost seemed like, do they know something? Like they're surprised, but not as surprised as I wanted them to be.
Right. Like if my friend was about to be arrested, I'd be like, what the F is going on? Like, why is she getting arrested? Are we all going to get arrested because we were just with her? Like they were very like calm about this and probably not how I would have reacted to the entire situation. And then like Heather just being like, should I give her a call and let her know that they're coming to arrest her? Like probably not. Don't get involved. involved.
Definitely not. I mean, and I couldn't, like, the whole, like, the cops that were there, there were so many of them. And so it was many. Like real deal. Homeland Security.
Yeah. Homeland Security, NYPD. Like, they brought out the big guns for this. And yeah. I'm like, are we going to see like a high speed chase next week? Like, what's going to go on?
I'm like, I feel like, unless I missed it, I feel like we don't, like, what else are we going to see for that? Maybe it's not on camera.
I don't think so. I don't think that's on camera, but yeah, I mean, crazy craziness. And I can't wait to see how I just can't believe the cameras were actually rolling when this happened. And Jen was able to get out of there in time.
And how did her aunt get there so fast?
Right. Yes. So true. Like what, like who tipped her off? Like who tipped Jen off to like get out of there? Like, I don't know, unless like the police were at her house before that. And then somebody called her and like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, so many questions so that good. We still need. It's so good.
And I'm glad Sharif is okay.
Yes. We're glad he's okay. All right. Well, time for Real Talk. And recently we caught up with a few of the former Real Housewives of Dallas who opened up about how they felt when they found out the show was not returning. Take a look.
You know, I'm just really excited for the years that we've been together, and it's kind of like a sisterhood. Like, we have gone through so many ups and downs all together, and, you know, I'm just really excited that we have those memories, and we can sit back and laugh about all of it, and we have such a unique cast that I hope one day, you know, we'll all get back together again, because everyone is so special and unique. Yeah. And I truly think that maybe one day we'll.
Yeah, do you know anything right now about if there is going to be any, like, return or what the status is?
You know, I don't know, but I'm just enjoying this, you know, time, and I'm excited to be here to celebrate the book, and could be more excited to catch up with all the other ladies.
And now, who took the news the hardest?
You know, I think all of us were kind of, you know, shocked that we were, you know, going on a break, but I think everyone also is, you know, probably relieved to enjoy this time that we're going to be able to have with our families more.
Now, I felt like I usually have a great kind of intuition as to what's going to happen, and I just didn't feel very comfortable this year, so I wasn't surprised. And I have said this before, I said, God, give me this or something better, and I got the call about the other show 2 days before they called me about our show.
An underrepresented genre on television, because it really is. The state is so huge, but I think it's also really hard to get to know Texans, and I think you really have to spend time there to know what's, you know, authentic and down to earth, and what we consider acceptable and not acceptable, and all our quirks, because Texans are quirky. But it was sad, because I think the show it was so nice when it launched, and it was such a great representation for Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I hope that one day it comes back and maybe goes to Peacock, or, you know, the girls aren't done. The girls are fun. They're entertaining. I was very sad to see it.
Do you think this show, like, really needed you? Like, if you weren't there, you know?
I can only say, you know, you I can only judge it by the ratings. When I was there, we did great. So, you know, I didn't like the direction I was going in, but you know what? It's a show, and it's my job to show up and be entertaining.
Are there any talks at all about there being, like, some sort of spinoff, or, like you said, it might be picked up on Peacock?
Oh, I hope. I would love to see the girls go back on Peacock. I don't think they're dead. I think they've got such life in them still, and such entertaining lives. So I hope so. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I just would love to do an all-star, you know?
I mean, do you think the show is going to come back, or are you sad to see it go?
I was a little bit sad to see it go. I think I was one of the few Dallas fans. Mm-hmm. I just appreciated seeing a city other than, like, the West Coast or the East Coast, and, you know, southern city. I felt like it was interesting to see. I always love to see their houses and the culture that's different there.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that DeAndra, during our interview with her, was like, yeah, I hope Tiffany Moon isn't taking too much of the burden of this, since she was the new cast member. So I'm sure she's taking, you know, in her head, she thinks it's her fault.
Her fault.
Does she think it's her fault?
Right, it's like, they would be all be on her.
And then Leanne Locken told us that, well, you know, ratings were higher when I was on it.
It's amazing. Well, I wonder if it does come back, like, would you have to bring Leanne back? And, you know, because a lot of people were invested in Leanne and DeAndra's, you know, friendship rift and things like that. So I wonder if it was kind of lacking in that department. Like, you know, people were really invested in the two of them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they might need to come back. But the problem with Leanne is she was kind of canceled.
Yeah, she was. No, you're so right. Yeah.
To be. So that's the only thing. But yeah, I agree. I think it does need some kind of controversy like that.
Yeah.
That's deep rooted and weirdly Southern.
Right. But totally. Yeah. It feels like it's almost like a New York where you kind of have to maybe start over and, you know, we'll see what happens. But we have Dubai to look forward to. We have Miami to look forward to. We have it all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. What about you, Mandy?
Mine goes to Bethany Frankel. I appreciate that she really has been posting about her daughter, for one, and also her boyfriend. I feel like she's like living her best life right now and not on the show anymore, has zero desire, or it seems like she has zero desire to be on the show. She posted this photo. First of all, she looks amazing in a bathing suit.
Yes, she does.
Incredible. She said, behind every strong woman, there is a strong man getting out of an elevator. XO, I love you, Paul.
Oh, it seems like she's really happy. Yeah, it seems like she is really happy. I mean, if you want to revive New York, you bring back Bethany Frankel, I guess. So I don't know. Yeah. But who knows what the price tag could be to get her back.
A lot.
mine went to this Bravo fan site called Bravo Feeling Giovanni posted this photo of how it started, how it's going, featuring Whitney and Heather from Salt Lake City, and then How It's Going, Lindsay Hubbard. It's almost like if you mix the two together, it becomes Lindsay Hubbard. It's kind of crazy, right? So Heather comments, and I'm a Lindsay Hubbard's fan. Lindsay Hubbard says, the perfect, Heather at Heather Gay, the perfect storm. So I just think that this would be
funny.
So, but it is, it's like if you put Heather and Whitney together, it definitely makes Lindsay Hubbard. It's kind of crazy.
Totally.
I'm really feeling Winterhouse. Are you enjoying it?
Obsessed. I didn't want to be obsessed, but I'm obsessed. I'm
so obsessed. I really, really like it. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Christina.
Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and Mandy and I will see you next week to recap everything Housewives. Bye.
Bye.